WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
First of all, in sports, we've been following the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational today, and now we go back to Weston School one more time for Bill Twining's update.
The annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at Weston High School, just completed prior to the 5 o'clock hour, and the Holman Varsity Reserves came away with a team championship, holding off Oostburg and the rest of the 12-team field to win the title. Holman Varsity Reserve with 208.5 points. Oostburg in second with 197. Third to Riverdale with 163.5. First appearance for the Chieftains in this tournament. Fourth to Royal Waniwak Center. A strong finals round moves Royal Waniwak Center into fourth place with 132.5. Verona fifth with 128. Ithaca Weston sixth with 126. Richland Center seventh among the 12 teams with 106. And Parkview, the defending champion, slips to eighth place with 98 points. Oostburg had four individual titleists, both Holman and Riverdale with three, Parkview with two, Richland Center and Verona with one apiece. Richland Center's lone champion was the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Hady. The senior takes his second title here at Ithaca Weston with a victory in overtime over Needham of the Holman Varsity Reserves, who finished actually ahead of him at the bi-state, although they did not meet. Hady beats Needham in the finals and wins the most valuable trophy in the process. Here's how things went by team. Let's check and see how the area teams did. First of all, for host Ithaca Weston, they had three in the finals, but all fell short. Ashton Bennett at 150 pounds, Nolan Waldner at 165, and Caden Coleman at 215, all placed second for Ithaca Weston. Also, Carrick Thompson was a runner-up for the co-op. Brock Franzen finished fourth. Deacon McDonough, a freshman, was fifth at 175 pounds. And fellow freshman Reed Wabshaw was seventh at 190. Ben Otto, also with a seventh-place finish at 215. For the Richland Center Hornets, leading the way, the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Hady. He had four pins along the way, and then that championship win, 6-3 in overtime. Also placing for the Hornets, both Caden Stibbe, a freshman at 113, and Mason Jelenic, a senior at 190, finished third in their weight classes. Braden Kleppe, a senior at 285, was fourth. Actually had the injury default out of his last match with a nose bleed, but he finishes fourth at 285. Fifth place efforts from Brock Barrett at 132 pounds and Ethan Bindle at 215. And freshman Blake Muller was sixth at 144. For the Riverdale Chieftains, they had three champions. Brody Meese at 138 pounds wins the title there. Talon Childs, a great addition to the lineup at 190, had five pins and took the championship in that weight class. And Grant Matthews, with five pins of his own, takes the title at 285 pounds, including one in the championship match. Also placing for the Chieftains, Lakota Brewer was runner-up at 132 pounds, James Schramm at 106, and Wyatt McGuire at 120, each placed third. Fourth place efforts from Wyatt Schramm at 106, from Chase McGuire at 157, and a pair of fifth place victories from Gavin Mirabelli and from Caden Currier. Mirabelli back in the lineup for the first time in over 2 years as he has battled back from injury. Repeating, the team champion is the Holman Varsity Reserves here at the annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational, a day that saw 12 individuals inducted into the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Honor. Coaches Steve Waterman and Jim Albaugh, and also Lyle Wiles, Jim Brickle, Mark Posterling, Sam Brandt, Don Willis, John Sumwalt, Bob Lewis, Donald Koenig, Bill Larson, and John Posterling, all inducted into the original induction class of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Today there were a few basketball games in the area. It was Barneveld over Prairie du Chien, 61-39, and Platteville with a big victory against a tough Edgewood team. The final score, 81-61. Holman over Rochester by a final of 74-65, and Luther 52-43 over Winona Cotter. John Blackwell scored 28, and number 24 Wisconsin defeated Southern California 84-69 to extend its winning streak to 7 games. Max Klesmet added 15, and Nolan Winter 15 for the Badgers, who actually have an average margin of victory of 16.1 points during their win streak. St. Thomas led the Trojans with 19 points, and Rashawn Agee also scored 15. USC, which had won its last two games, led for only 49 seconds on Saturday. Purdue was a winner over Oregon, final score 65-58. In other college action today, Zach Fremantle had 14 and 10 rebounds, and Xavier hung on in the final seconds to beat number 7 Marquette 59-57 to earn its third straight victory while snapping the Golden Eagles' 6-game winning streak. Xavier, now 12-7, 4-4 in the Big East, never trailed and led by as many as 19, but needed to make a stop in the final seconds to preserve the victory. Xavier's Dalen Swain appeared to knock the ball away as Marquette's Stevie Mitchell was driving to the basket before a potential tying shot could be attempted. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 35 points and 12 rebounds to lead the Bucks to a 130-112 victory over the Raptors. Damian Lillard added 26 and 8 assists for Milwaukee, which swept the 3-game season series from Toronto. Bobby Portis scored 15 and Chris Middleton 13 in 24 minutes off the bench. Giannis posted his 12th straight double-double, the second longest active streak in the NBA. The New York Jets interviewed Minnesota Viking defensive coordinator Brian Flores and quarterbacks coach Josh McCown and Green Bay Packer defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley for their head coaching vacancy. The trio increased the list to 15 coaching candidates to meet with the Jets, who have also conducted 15 interviews for their general manager job. Flores filed a federal lawsuit in 2022 against the league, the Dolphins, the Giants, and the Broncos, alleging racist hiring practices for leadership positions across the NFL. Hafley is coming off his first season running Green Bay's defense. McCown, a former Jets quarterback who has 2 years of NFL coaching experience. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.